Power 94, that'd be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat with me and head coach over at Macaulay, Mr. Joel Bradford. Coach, once again, facing Baylor in the postseason, how are you feeling headed into this game? Is it a similar feeling to previous matchups, or what are you feeling right now?
I mean, obviously, you know, I want the boys to succeed and win every game that they can play in. But I mean, we feel good. I mean, we've been on this journey before. You know, every season is a new season, a new team, and just to have the guys ready and prepared to really live up to this opportunity and play free and play the way that they know how to play, and hopefully that we make enough plays to win the game. I mean, that's kind of the point of why we train and why we practice and why we play a season, right? So
yeah, definitely. And first matchup of the season, I mean, earlier this year you had a 3-point deficit there on your home field, unfortunately, and you know, it was a really hard fought close game. Was something you plan to do differently, or maybe something you noticed in film rewatching that game that you plan to do differently in this game?
Well, you know, when it comes to their team, they've got a great player in David George. They got a great player in Briggs Cherry, and they played a great game. So I think finding ways to tackle David George, get him on the floor more times than we did last game, and obviously trying to disrupt Briggs Cherry in the passing game, that's a huge part of in terms of our plan. I mean, that's just like anybody else would in football, but also offensive. You know, we got to find ways to score. They got a quality defense. And I think our goal is just throughout the season, we try to get better and better. And so we feel like we're a much better team than we were week 7. And that's what's going to help us play with more confidence and just be sharper mentally. And hopefully, you know, the ball may have to bounce our way a couple of times on, you know, catch a break or two. So, you know, but we go with full intention that we're just a better team than we were in week 7. So we're excited about that matchup.
Of course, you've been tested more. You've had more games since then to, you know, get things right and have been on a great winning streak as well. So definitely have been a bit more tested, a little more battle tested there. And since, like you said, week 7, and in the first meeting earlier this season, you also had two different players set over 100 plus yards rushing. Can we expect the same production this week, same kind of attack, or what's practice looked like in your game plan this week?
So our running game is always at the core of what we do. You know, having a quarterback that has the ability to use his legs, I think definitely helped shakes up a little bit and keeps the defense honest and make sure their rules are intact and things like that. So, you know, I think definitely adding our quarterback, Elliot Drapeau, adding him into the running game along with our running backs and other players, you know, I think that's going to be important, especially just to kind of, you know, keep us in advantage downs and stay on schedule.
With it being a win or go home situation, again, being in the playoffs and then also facing your biggest rival and team you're pretty familiar with, what's your message to your team as well as the seniors going into this game and pregame?
You know, this is a part of their story. You know, they're writing a story every day. They've been on this journey all season long, and we've got to lay it all on the line and win the game so we can go play next week. That's the mindset. So yes, we're playing Baylor. Yes, we're playing a great team. You know, the plan and the preparation will the strategy, that's one thing, but in terms of emotionally and mentally and all that and physically, I mean, this is what we prepared for moments like this and opportunities like this. So might as well go out and then let it loose and let each play just kind of be a life of its own. And hopefully we execute very well.
Of course. Is what you hope for, the execution and everything clicking on all cylinders. So, Coach, we wish you the best of luck and can't wait to see what you do Friday in another highly anticipated matchup. It's going to be a great game. We can't wait to see what you do and, again, wish you good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much. It means a lot.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.